Well, well, well.
Well, well, well.
How's it going?
Good, good. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
That's Charlie Ampagno, and together we are Charlie Ampagno.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome to Smooth FM.
Yes.
Jesus.
Loving it. It's rocket. It must have been love.
Yes. Yeah, well, if you don't know, then...
You should know.
You're an idiot.
Yes. Swedish group, this song.
Ooh.
Second
what?
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. Oh yeah, that's true.
Yes. The only reason I know is because of the
video clip.
Oh
yeah.
I love it. Love the 80s kind of rock music.
Well, the nostalgia factor.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of Phil Collins and everyone coming back around full circle.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind 80s music.
Bass.
That's like, okay.
Yeah.
That's 90s, but whatever.
Anyways, everyone, I'm hoping that you're having an awesome gay time.
Why can't every day be a Sunday? I love Sundays.
Me too.
Especially, I love the weekends.
Especially this weekend.
What?
Happy Mardi Gras.
Ooh.
Wishing all our friends and family.
A gay old time.
Yeah,
a gay
time.
Gay time for you. Gay time for her.
Lots of love. Happiness.
And bum sex.
Sure. But yes, gay time all around. So this is why this song's perfect. It must have been love.
Yeah.
Did you know Mardi Gras turned 40 this year?
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, Mardi Gras.
Happy birthday, exactly.
Happy Mardi Gras birthday.
Yeah.
What's been going on?
Ooh.
What's going on with you?
Well...
in this wonderful world that we live in.
Well, I got received wonderful feedback.
Oh, you did?
Regarding the riddles. Not really.
But yeah.
I'm still going to go ahead with it until somebody stops me.
Yeah, it's going to be me.
Bring it on, try and stop me. Let's go for this one. So here's another riddle, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
If you're playing along at home, what am I? You measure my life in hours, and I serve you by expiry. I'm quick when I'm thin, and slow when I'm fat. The wind is my enemy. What am I? The answer will be given to you at the end of the episode. So stay tuned.
I can't wait. I'm sitting here with bated breath.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're so
excited. You've kind of come around.
This. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably being a bit facetious, to be honest with you, but whatever.
Anyways.
What else is going on?
What else?
What's happened to you this week? You're still alive? That must be a good thing.
Yeah.
Survived the wars.
Still alive.
Yeah.
I was telling my girlfriend the other day, hi, Cassandra. Number one listener. Okay, females are usually batshit crazy. Right? I mean,
usually,
your wife.
They are.
Would be put into that category. Right? So this story happened 19 years ago. It's a bit graphic, but I love it.
Okay.
So 19 years ago, Catherine Knight from lovely New South Wales Hunter Valley. Hunter Valley, for those who are not from Sydney, it's the winery area.
Why is it these last couple of episodes, it's always you giving a geographical picture of somewhere?
Well, we may have listeners from outside of New South Wales.
Oh, yeah, look, and I love the Hunter.
Oh,
yeah.
So, Catherine Knight, 19 years ago, murdered her fiancé, right? So, on the evening...
Poor guy.
...of February 29th, 2000... The 40-year-old mother of four stabbed her handsome minor boyfriend. Minor. He's a minor.
Okay.
Like a minor. He works in a mine.
Oh, I thought he was like a minor, as in like he's
young.
Under 16.
No,
so she stabbed her.
He's
under
legal.
16.
He's legal. Let's make that clear.
Oh, so he works in.
Catherine stabbed her boyfriend.
He probably had it coming.
37 times.
He sounds like he had it coming.
But get this right, her background.
Yeah.
She works in an abattoir.
Oh, yeah. But
so she's got skills to pay the bills.
Yeah, they've got a propensity to chop meat up and not give a damn.
Oh, but she practiced the skills on him. So beside stabbing him 37 times,
yeah,
she skinned his corpse.
Oh, yeah.
She hung the skin from a meat hook.
Yeah. Then that's the abattoir skills coming into play.
Exactly.
So had practice.
I'm pretty sure she selected her special or favourite carving knife.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You've got to, if you work in an abattoir, you've got to have your favourite tool.
Yeah, yeah.
So she brought that out.
Yeah, yeah.
She sliced off his buttocks.
Oh, yeah. As you do.
Of course.
And then what's she doing?
Oh, what else? Cook his cook flesh.
She ate them.
No.
She's cooked
them. She's not that bad shit crazy. I mean, she's crazy, but she wouldn't eat it.
Imagine the boar taint that it tastes.
She cooked it with vegetables, so it's healthy with gravy. So she was hoping to serve this to the guys, the poor dead guys' kids.
Oh, are they her kids?
No, they're his kids.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Did she?
Well,
more info, please.
What happened was...
Well, I've got some questions about this, sorry, because this is so messed up. And I knew you like serial killers and stuff like that, but I just... Okay. Back up.
Yes.
So, did she end up eating, like, feeding it to the kids?
No.
She must have hated these kids as well.
So what happened was, the kids were away, from the story, it sounded like they were at their mother's place or wherever it may be.
Mm.
So when the fiancé, he didn't rock up to work the following day. By the way, they worked together at the abattoir.
At the abattoir.
The boss, the manager, called the cops because the day before that, the fiancé wanted to leave Catherine.
Oh.
And he told his boss. Because she's batshit
crazy. That's exactly, right.
He told his boss while leaving home, if you don't see me tomorrow, call the cops because I've been put into
a slow cook.
Exactly. So he knew what was about to come.
Yeah, yeah.
So apparently, and get this right.
Yeah.
She killed him after the maid love.
Oh, and then she went. She did.
37 times. Stabbed him 37 times. She
cut off his sausage.
I don't know about that.
But she makes him. Did she make a mash? A
casserole or something. Did she make with it?
Sausage and mash dish?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the boar taint that you couldn't eat that, dude. That's the thing with eating guys.
What do you mean?
That
sounds wrong when you say it.
I'm just saying this. It's in the spirit of Mardi Gras,
Yeah, okay.
It's like when you're eating pork. And you're eating male pigs that don't have their that still have their testicles attached.
It stinks, right?
Boar taint.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Boar taint.
Look it up. # boar taint.
Oh, here we go. Well, that's perfect for Catherine Knight.
It makes the meat taste nasty. That's why chicks better. Chicks are eating.
Oh my god.
Chicks taste better is what I mean.
Oh my god.
You know?
Okay. Sure.
You know?
But anyways, Catherine Knight. Serving life in prison without parole.
Poor girl.
Poor
tough break.
Girl. Yeah. But I just love that. I said that to my girlfriend and I just thought it was just a crazy story.
Yeah, that's good. You hear about them every couple of years.
Oh, I love it. Yes, yeah. And I do like reading about these crazy
stories. I know you do.
It's all for research.
Yeah. to kill me. You're on record. You're on record now. I just find that, what I want to know is what did the poor guy do to get put into a slow cook and get his butts cut off and his skin hung off, a meat hook.
Mm. But there's more to the story. So Catherine, she's been known to be batshit crazy with her previous partners.
Yeah.
She's been crazy. Like, for example, the guy before this fiancé.
Mm.
She tried to strangle the guy because on the honeymoon night, they only had sex 3 times.
Oh, didn't fit a quota.
Exactly.
She's like...
She wasn't happy with that.
Sounds like a psycho. Have you got any pictures of this chick?
She looks like a psycho as well.
No, well, I don't want to look at her. Who cares anyway? She's probably old. That was, 16 years ago?
19 years ago.
19 years ago? Yeah, she's old. She's probably dead. Mm. She's in jail with a lesbian lover.
Oh, of course.
What do you do?
So yeah, what about you? What's new with you?
Nothing much. Bit of a slow week. I'm just, you know, what am I? What did I do? I'm just reading, going down the rabbit hole with Jordan Peterson.
Oh.
Love Jordan Peterson.
For those who are not.
For those people that don't know.
Jordan Peterson. Can I just say, look. Yeah. I'm not a massive follower of Jordan Peterson. But when Charlie showed me a photo of him or the YouTube video, all I have to say to all the ladies and maybe gents out there, he is a fine silver fox. Let's just put it that way. He's what, 64?
He looks
old. Is he 64 years of age?
I don't know. He's 60-something.
Silver fox.
Daughter's hot.
Who cares about the daughter?
I care if you're talking about him.
Fine,
grandpa.
You can have the daughter. I'll take Jordan Peterson.
But, yeah, Jordan Peterson is a clinical psychologist. He's a doctor.
From?
Canada. So he's Canadian. Canadians are always cool. And he's probably the most smartest person I've ever heard talk, like, ever. I always like how he... I can barely understand what he says because I'm so basic. I'm, like, one of the most basic bitches ever.
No, you're not basic, babe. You're pretty good.
Sometimes it takes me a while to grasp some of his stuff. But he had a book that came out last year called The 12 Rules for Life.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really good rules.
I like that.
So it might be good to, I'm not going to go into much depth, but they're always pretty good to just have a look at. So let's go through some of Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life. So rule number one, stand up straight with your shoulders back.
Yes, I need to do more of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rule two. Treat yourself like you would someone you are responsible for helping.
Okay.
Rule three, make friends with people who want the best for you.
Amen. So, yes.
That's true, though.
Very true.
Positive breeds positivity.
Hell yeah.
Rule four, compare yourself with who you were yesterday, not with someone else, who someone else is today.
You know what? That rule, I think, applies to... the millennial.
Oh, yeah.
Because we live in a world where we're constantly being bombarded by marketing, on social media constantly. All you see is pretty girls and pretty guys with
nice cars.
Yeah, and
you're trying to live up to the standards of...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I know I'm guilty of that number four as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Rule five, do not let your children do anything that makes you dislike them.
Well, we don't have kids, but hell yeah, if that...
That's you'll be living by that. You'll be making them dislike you heaps.
They'll be disliking me once they're conceived in my womb.
At least if you listen to cool music, though.
Oh, definitely.
Rule six, set your house in perfect order before you criticise the world.
Yes. See? And that's why cleaning, keeping our house in order is important.
Yeah, but I think it's not actually... keeping your house, it's a more of a metaphorical thing. It's like you can't go out and criticize the world and talk about the world and say you want all these changes when you haven't done it in your life.
Yeah, don't be a hypocrite.
Yeah, don't throw rocks at glass houses, all that type of stuff. Because if you can't be positive in your own life, then how are you going to inflect positivity out in the world? Rule number seven, pursue what is meaningful and not what is expedient. Rule number eight, tell the truth or at least don't lie.
Ooh, I need to practice more of that.
It's a tough one. It's the toughest one to do.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think you should change that, actually, because
it
should be live the truth.
Yeah, okay, I like that.
Because... telling the truth is, it's like, sometimes you have to tell white lies.
Yes.
Like, if you're constipated and you just got to work and it's Monday morning and people are like, oh, how are you? You can't just say, well, I'm constipated and I would really be great if I could take a shit right now. It probably isn't, like, so there are probably cases where you can or maybe should lie just for the benefit of everyone involved, but not like big lies like...
I killed somebody and stabbed them 37 times and cooked their buttocks with veggies and gravy.
Is that what we're having for dinner tonight? I was wondering what that smell was.
Tasty.
Smells like Bortane.
Next, rule number nine.
Assume that the person you are listening to might know something you don't.
Yes. In other words, active listening.
Yeah, emotional intelligence.
Yeah, EI. And a lot of people shit at EI.
Yeah.
Very low levels.
You don't know what you don't know, mm-hmm. as they say. Rule number 10, be precise in your speech.
Yes.
Speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. Don't use shitty words that you don't mean what you say and say what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Rule 11, do not bother children when they are skateboarding. He read that one for me. Yeah, he read that one for me.
Yeah, definitely.
That's got a little bit behind it, but
okay.
We won't get into it.
And final rule? Well, look, I believe there's more rules, but this is according to Jordan Peterson.
But they're not like physical. They're more mentally mental rules.
And lucky last.
Pet a cat when you encounter one in the street.
Really?
But.
Like physically?
No, it's more about.
What if you're not a cat person? I'm not a cat person.
It's the sentiment. It's the sentiment. It's like if you see a good idea out there in the world, don't be afraid to grasp it or be afraid of it.
So that's just
or to challenge it. Yeah, it's not literally go to the cat. Otherwise, I'd be chasing you, freaking as you follow cats around.
Yes.
What a life.
But you've been a bit cut this week, though.
Mm.
Because Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, he came. Sydney. He's doing a 120 country tour or something, and he came out on Tuesday and I missed it.
He was
at the International Convention Centre.
He was on Q&A as well.
He was on Q&A, and biggest man crush on him. Would have been great to see.
Oh, I have a big crush on him as well.
Yeah, I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm going in.
If you're listening, check him out. He's it's quite useful.
Yeah. He's got another book coming out that's going to be a companion piece to this. So he's got another 12 rules. So that should be coming out next year. So that should be good.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Other than that, I've just been saving the world one animal at a time.
Oh, yes.
I saved...
This is a good story.
I saved two ducks.
So this is you, rule number 12, going out there and counting what's on the street.
Yep.
But in this case, it's actual real ducks.
Yeah.
Okay, give us a bit more detail.
This isn't the first time I've ever saved ducks as well. I saved a family a couple of years ago first. And so I'm just part of that duck life.
Oh, dear Lord.
That was good, wasn't it? That duck, the duck life doesn't choose you.
You know what, baby? Not all heroes wear capes.
That's right. Sometimes they have feathers and they quack. Just call me Duckman. So I'm driving to work in the morning. This is on Friday. Driving to work. It's 2-lane traffic.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to get a little bit heavy traffic. And as you go around the bend, there's... two ducks, one in each lane, and they looked so scared, they didn't know what was happening.
Mm.
So I had to stop in the, long story short, I had to stop in the middle two lanes and shush the ducks back into the park.
How did you do that?
I honked my horn.
Oh my God, wouldn't that freak them out even more?
No, because one of them almost got hit with the other side of oncoming traffic, so... He got bumped at the top of the car, and the car was gone 60k, so it would have freaked him out. And then he landed on the ground, but not on his feet, and he was all shaking. It was probably the chick, actually. I think the chick ducks are...
No, don't be sick. What the hell?
The chick, she didn't know what she was doing. Oh, anyway.
Could have been a heat.
So she was walking back the other way, but... there was another car coming, so I had to go into the middle of both lanes. I looked like a complete crazy person that was like didn't know how to drive.
Yeah. Which you don't, but anyways, go on.
Sliding scale.
Mm.
Looking at you. And then so I had to wait for the male duck to walk across the road, but he was a bit confused, so I had to honk the horn, and then luckily the other people coming the other way saw what I was doing, so they stopped on their end as well, and then the ducks moseyed across, and I was just like,
"You deserve the Nobel Belt what is it?
Nobel Prize for duck saving.
Yeah, man.
There should be a duck awards.
Yeah.
I'd win
we
it.
We should actually.
A duck awards.
Yeah, I'll look it up and see.
Yeah. Tell us if there's animal saving awards, because, you know, I would register for that.
Yes.
But the time before that, I had to save an entire family of ducks. Like little baby ducks.
Look at you, though. You're such a hero.
Oh, they would have got squished. So I had to literally get my car and fold it across 2.5 lanes of traffic. Get out of my car. I had to literally get out of my car. I'm like, I can't believe I'm doing this.
In your suit and tie.
Yeah, and I'm full. And then so I get out and... But God bless these little ducks. They knew what was happening to them. They knew they were going to die. Because they were crossing towards the city, and then the Parramatta Park was over on the other side. And so they were, like, just looking at me. They weren't, like, really moving. They were just, like, kind of scared, didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And so I was shushing them around, but they just kind of walked back from me. But then luckily there was this other woman that was like, oh, okay, and helped me shush them to the park. Fucking ducks, man.
Aw, good job, baby.
Usually when I'm close to ducks, it's when I eat them.
Oh, yeah. Yum. Peking duck.
Peking Ooh. Duck.
Mm-hmm.
Great band as well. But anyway, yeah.
Well, fun fact. Another fun fact.
Yeah.
Apparently, 13th of January is Rubber Ducky Day.
Rubber, what do you mean? So what?
Rub, duck, duck day. So, yeah, it's Rubber Ducky Day.
Okay.
13th of January.
Well, you should have told me that last month, or 2 months ago.
Yeah.
But, finally with the... I don't want to talk about animals too long, but there was a story that earlier this week where a rat was so fat that it got stuck in the manhole grating cover, the firefighters had to pry it out. Look at him.
Show me a photo of the little chubby...
Look at how fat the rat is.
Oh, Ratatouille! He ate a bit too much! Oh, look at his face! He's got that face expression of, help me, I need to go Weight Watchers!
Poor guy. So, they had to go...
Jenny Craig, you sponsor me!
There was literally four firefighters that had to...
Rescue the little rat.
Little fat rat.
Oh my
Germany.
God.
Only in Germany where you can find a fat rat.
That's
must have eaten too much,
mm-hmm.
too much sausage.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's me. My whack story's done. What have you got going on?
Quick movie review. So I mentioned the last podcast that I was going to go make out with my new husband. Beside who? Jordan Peterson.
Liam Neeson.
No, Bradley Cooper.
Then, what? Yeah, because...
A Star Is Born. So congratulations. Yeah. For Lady Gaga and a few other, I guess, composers that won an Oscar.
Oh, yeah, because it was Oscars this week.
Yeah, for Best Music.
Yeah.
So, which I, you know what, they truly deserve that award. So well done. Bradley Cooper walked away empty-handed, but who cares? The fact that it's his first movie that he directed, and for Lady Gaga... You've got that look on your face, babe.
What?
You're like, what the hell are you going on?
I'm
not going to spoil the movie, but
it's good?
Yeah, I mean, this is not the... It's not an original storyline.
No, it's a remake.
Yeah, exactly. Three? Fourth
time? Three. Barbara Streisand?
Yeah, exactly.
Is she in it? Doesn't she do a cameo or something, I heard?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay.
I was so fixated on Bradley Cooper.
I haven't seen the movie because I've got 2 hours of my life I can spend...
awesome movie, everything about it. Lady Gaga is absolutely fantastic. Bradley Cooper, what more can I say?
He sings his own
exactly
songs and stuff in there, doesn't he?
All the songs were recorded live.
He directed it, didn't he?
Yes.
For someone that hasn't seen the movie, he sure knows a lot about it.
Oh yeah. Anyway. So well done. Out of 5, I would say 4.5 out of 5.
Oh wow.
Yeah. The 0.5, the movie could have easily been, I could have given it a 5. It just needed a bit more nude scene for Bradley Cooper.
Why didn't he get his butt out or dick out?
No.
Or his top, was
enough.
He topless?
Not enough.
Did Lady Gaga get her titties out?
I think so. Oh. I'm seeing.
I might have to watch this movie now.
Yeah. But anyways, for those who have not seen it, please go see it. It's actually really, really good.
I like a good nude scene. They don't do those that much anymore these days, do they? Like back in the 80s and 90s, they used to do good Sharon Stone.
Oh, yeah.
What's that one? Basic Instinct?
Yes.
When she gets a badge. I mean, you don't see that shit anymore.
Mm-mm. I'm just trying to think. Uh-uh.
When was the last time you seen... Ewan McGregor got his willy out, though, in one of his movies. Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of him.
But the thing is, because, like, you can't get, like, hard erections on screen.
And that's considered porn.
Yeah. It can only be flat. It can only be flaccid. Like a little, you know, a flaccid little...
Real rubber ducky.
Get your rubber ducky out.
Ooh, 13th of January. Mm-hmm.
We'll have to wait a whole year.
Yeah. What else? What else?
What else is going on?
Oh, I need to vent now.
Oh, huh. Okay. So, what have I done again?
No. So. Actually, you don't do this.
I only get the silent treatment once a week.
Once a week is enough.
I filled my quota this week.
Uh-huh. Multiple times. So I walk to work. And what I find really annoying to and from work, people walking and on their phone at the same time.
Oh, you mean walking and...
Using their phone.
Yeah. Yep.
I find that so bloody annoying because they don't pay attention.
Yeah.
They don't stick to the left-hand side, which they should be.
Mm.
So if you're walking down the street, they're just walking in the middle of the lane.
Completely oblivious to everything around them.
Exactly. Cars, constructions, anything. They don't pay attention. It's extremely dangerous as well. And I find that so freaking annoying. Half the time, when they're walking right towards me, I feel like... No joke, I'm going to do this one day. No doubt I will.
Yeah.
I feel like just whacking the phone up towards their face. So they get the point.
So, bang.
But you know what? And there are
chip
times...
their tooth. Make their nose bleed. Break their
hell
nose.
Hell yeah. So there are times where I keep walking and I wait for them to be right, like nose to nose in front of me.
Mm.
I just give them a death look. They're like, move out of my way.
Yeah.
But you know what we need to do?
What?
We need to be like Hawaii.
And Tokyo or something, is it? Oh, not Tokyo.
I don't know, but Hawaii, the main official, it's legal to walk and use your phone at the same time.
Yeah, and especially crossing the street from a street crossing perspective.
That's extremely dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even South Korea.
I think that was probably where it is, where you can't...
What they have is little stickers on the... footpath.
Oh, yeah.
With a phone and cross through it.
Yeah.
So you can't be using it, which is a great idea.
I think it's a great idea as well.
But I find it rude. Like, I'm not only rude, but how do you walk and be on your phone at the same time? How can you see where you're going?
But, yeah, I mean, it's... that. I think it goes to the bigger problem where it's... there's a whole bigger problem there from, like, a Western society, not even Western, Eastern, but just a societal problem where everyone's always on their phone, just, like, in social settings that you probably shouldn't be on your phone. Like, I get it if you're waiting for a bus or you're waiting for a train or whatever, but if you're at a dinner table, for example, if you're out at dinner or something, like, I always, like...
Put your phone away.
Yeah, like...
Take the photo of the food and then put your phone away. I mean, I know I love taking hashtag food porn, but freaking just take the photo and put your phone away. Post it later on. You don't have to post it there and then. But there's so many people that, oh, no, you have to post it right now. People need to know what I'm eating, where I'm at. Why?
No, I hear. And I find it
so annoying.
It's the thing about...
pet hates.
Oh, same with me.
I've got a lot on my list.
But I mean, it's when people walk around the street. To be honest, I really couldn't fucking care less. I mean, if they want to die, that's a real good way to get yourself killed.
No, I get that. I'm totally with you on that. But it's just when they're in my line, a walk, it's annoying. It's like they're walking straight towards me, but they should be on the other side. Move to the other side and let me walk.
I hear you. I don't. I'm not out with the plebs out in public transport, so I don't really walk around that much with those people. But it just goes to a bigger problem where, like, people are not present in reality.
Oh yeah.
For sometimes.
Oh yeah.
And that's what the kind of thing about, like, with social media and stuff like that. People, they're looking at life through a screen, or if you're at a concert or a venue, like, the amount of people that have their phones there and they're looking at the phones recording the song,
mm-hmm.
and not being present while listening to the band or the artist, it just trips me out. I don't know.
Or going back to the dinner party, where you've got kids, even adults as well, they've got one headphone in one ear, and the other one just hanging loose. And I see a lot of kids doing this with their parents. It's usually with Asian parents as well.
Oh, I do that at work, though.
Dude, that's different. You're not worrying, that's different.
Okay.
But when you're having dinner with your family, and you've got one headphone in one ear and the other one just hanging, I find that so rude.
Yeah.
That is so rude.
Yeah.
What the hell are you listening to that's more important than spending time with your family?
Yeah, that's true.
I would hate that. I would feel like yanking the headphones out of their ear. Especially those ear pods, I feel like licking them across the table, across the Peking duck. Done.
Oh, I need some goddamn AirPods, though.
Go get them.
But, yeah, but it just seems like the experience that they're always... Oh, I don't know. Anyway. Maybe we'll carry that on for next week, because I've got a massive... Maybe I should do what irks me.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Whole thing about social media, but, you know, it is what it is.
Dear followers, what piss you
off? What pisses you off?
What pisses you off while you're driving, catching public transportation, you're having family dinners?
Yeah. What?
Share. Yeah. Share with us.
Yeah.
Wait! But I'm gonna say my riddle!
Go.
Gotta end my riddle. Okay, here we go. You measure my life now, and I serve you by expiring. I'm quick when I'm thin and slow when I'm fat. The wind is my enemy. What am I?
Fart.
Oh, dear Lord.
I told you I'm bad at riddles.
A candle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, cut my butts off and put me in the slow cooker. I'm done.
Meatloaf, anybody?
No, that was a cool riddle.
On that note, you're listening to our mate.
Yeah, my money. I'm gonna go and I'm gonna go and watch The Star Is Born.
Yeah, I'll rewatch it with you.
I wanna go sit in a slow cook. Happy Sunday.
Peace out, guys. Bye.